Rob and Barb DeMattis.
Oh, how the Lord has turned your life inside out, hallelujah. He's turned you all around, hallelujah. You were going in one direction. You were striving to be good and serve and do everything you know to do, and then the Lord apprehended you. The Lord just took hold of you. There's such strength and there's such encouragement. There's such faithfulness in both of you. And it was the very root of the thing the enemy hated about you and has really warred against you and has tried to bring division and strife and hurt. But oh, the power of God has overruled and overreigned that. Hallelujah. And the Lord says to the both of you, to press in like never before. Don't allow yourself just to be content. Don't allow yourself just to sit by, but really continue to press in. He's opening new avenues of understanding, new avenues of insight, new avenues of understanding his presence and the moving of his spirit. The Lord is going to use you to encourage others. I see, sister, that there is just an elegance and a grace upon you. There's a strength of knowing and understanding who you are. And even though you have not been someone who is just broken down and wounded all the time, you've been one who can present yourself and carry yourself. There's been a cry in your heart, deep within your heart, God, I want to know you more. I want to understand the moving of your spirit. I want you to invest your anointing in my life that I might be used for your glory. And son, there's stability and strength in you of character. And I'm going to cause you to stand strong in the house of the Lord. I'm going to cause you to be one that adds your strength. And the wisdom, the natural wisdom, natural understanding you have, you're very gifted, you're very intelligent, you have great ability. And God says he's going to use you to be a strength and an encouragement to the things of the kingdom. Hallelujah.
I so thank God for your you guys are so stately and parental. Can I use that? Can I say that?
Yes.
You are so motherly and fatherly, and you, just when you got up, it dropped in my spirit Abraham and Sarah. And we sang a song as a kid growing up in the church, been in church. I'm like that. So Father Abraham had many sons. Have Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all pray. And the Lord would say, He has given you many children. Many children. And I don't know how many children you have in the natural or what have you, but in the spirit, He has given you many children. You have much to sow in. You have much to give. And there is a whole house here for you to bless and for you to speak into and for you to pour into. And so you don't have to go looking. You don't have to go wandering. Here they are. Here they are. I don't even under, but I just sense it. You are just so mom and dadly.
Yes.
There's this anointing of God that you carry.
Yes.
To mother and to father. And God, by his spirit, I know you are generational. You are generational. There is nothing selfish about you. You are generational. You are to be generational. You have to be a giver. You have to be willing to invest yourself and pour yourselves in. And the Lord has said, I've given you this anointing. Now give it away. Now give it away. Hallelujah.
And in this season, says the Lord, I'm going to plant your roots even deeper, deeper near the shores of living water. For I will cause you to be those who will give shade to those who have been beaten by the heat of the sun and the things of this world. And I will cause you to bear fruit that will feed others, says the Lord. And there shall be a gift of wisdom upon you and counsel that you will release to young men and to young women. In the business realm and in the corporate realm, I'm going to cause you to give words of wisdom to young men. And you shall be even as an Abigail who will see the big picture that is in hand and speak precisely to those things, giving counsel and wisdom. I would have you to know that Families will be saved because of the fruit you bear. So the Lord says, make ready and dig your roots deeper than ever before. Drink of my Spirit. Be open to the moving of the Spirit like never before. For there shall come a new awakening of my anointing of my Spirit in you. There shall come a new awareness and a new impacting and empowering of the anointing of the Lord. For the gift of wisdom and discernment is falling upon both of you. And you shall be stability in this house. Add your strength to the vision. Add your strength to the ministry. Add your strength. You are not yes people, but you are yea and amen people. And I'm going to use you to even be those that stand in the gap for the weak. Know this, says the Lord, the visitation of the Lord is coming upon your own family, and they shall be your glory in your old age. That which was stolen shall be returned to you and the house of the Lord. The anointing of God that you have sensed in your spirit over your children, I'm seeing especially a son, shall be reversed, and I will keep my word to you. So know and rejoice in the Lord that not only shall you be a shade and a bearing of fruit to others, as you stand strong in the Lord, but the day will come you will feed your own the word of the Lord. Where you have been frustrated and unable to do, you will once again be able to do, and you will see the generational fruits that was spoken be birth and rebirth even to the third and fourth generation, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. I don't know where you were before you got here. You made a lot of sacrifices in your life, and you've always been givers. That's not a new word to you. You understand that. But I feel like you were in a place in a season where you were abused and wounded. I feel like you've sown into things that never came about, and you felt like, Lord, what did we do? Did we really do it for you? The Lord says, your heart has always been unto me, and your heart and your actions were always to sow into my work. Know this, don't look back at what's been done with what you've given. Do not let sadness hit your heart. Do not let discouragement hit your heart. And say, look at the years we've wasted. Look at the years that we have not seen the fullness, because now it is the day, says the Lord. And everything you gave unto me, says the Lord, has been in an account that I've kept. And you have not given anything that fell to the ground, because when you gave it unto me. And because you gave it unto me, I honor it. Doesn't matter what man did with it or did not do with it, you gave it to me. And know that as you give, says the Lord, on this season, because it is good ground, you're going to see the blessing and the reward of all that you've already given. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.